Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to personally thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We encourage you to come to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. We also have a website, www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. Please check it out. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. There are the MP3 files of these radio programs, of sermons, PowerPoint presentations, special studies. There is a section on an overview of every book of the Bible, and there's also the free Bible correspondence course. Check it out. We think it will help you in your study of God's Word. This morning, we want to look at the amazing man Moses, a man of three mountains. Have you ever noticed when you read your Bible the great mountains which are mentioned in the Scripture? Mountains which had many great events take place on them. For example, Mount Moriah was the mountain of sacrifice where Abraham was told to offer Isaac as a sacrifice as a great test of faith. We also have Mount Carmel, the mountain of decision, where Elijah with the prophets of Baal did the great test, and the prophets of Baal were put to death in 1 Kings 18. Jesus was even taken up on a mountain to be tempted, according to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, and the greatest sermon that was ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived, Jesus himself, was delivered on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5 through 7. Moses, the great lawgiver and deliverer of Israel, was a man of three mountains. Let us examine each of these mountains of his life. We begin with, first of all, the Mount Sinai, the mountain of law. Israel had been delivered from physical bondage in Egypt, and while journeying towards the Promised Land, they encamped at Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 19, 1 and 2. On the third day, the people woke to a storm that they would never forget. Sinai was shaking and smoking. On this occasion, and at this place, God would reveal himself. God desired to communicate with man. At this point, their attitude with God was correct, reverence of the Holy One of Israel, and would not even permit them to touch this mountain, lest they die. On Mount Sinai, Moses met with God and received the law of Moses to give to the people in Exodus chapter 20. These events were pivotal in the history of God's people. This law lasted until Moses, from the time of Moses on Mount Sinai until the time of Christ and his death upon the cross, according to Colossians 2, verse 14 through 17. More respect men have for God, the less inclination they will have to sin. We need to meet regularly with God, as Moses did on this mountain. We should always approach God with deep reverence and humility. Would you listen more to God if he spoke to you? Truth is, he is speaking to you. Just open up his book. Yes, the mountain of law. This is where God's people were given the law of Moses, the law that would guide them and lead them and instill in them the responsibilities and duties that they had towards God, the responsibilities that God demanded of them as his children. On Mount Sinai, Moses received the law, and the law was given to the people, and it would be their directive for almost 1,500 years. Yes, Mount Sinai, a very great mountain in the Bible. Next, we see the mountain of Nebo, the mountain of death. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, Moses is about to turn over things to Joshua. And in Deuteronomy chapter 34 is where Moses will die. We begin reading in verse number 1. Now Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the top of Pisgah, which is opposite of Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, and all the Naphtali in the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, and the Negev, and the plain in the valley of Jericho, the city of the palm trees, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no man knows his burial place to this day. Moses died at Pisgah in a ridge extending from the summit of Mount Nebo. The mountain is 4,500 feet high and lies just east of the Dead Sea. From the top of this mountain, Moses viewed the Promised Land that he had diligently led the children of Israel for 40 years to receive. Due to his sin in Numbers chapter 20, when he smote and took glory away from the Lord in giving them water, he was not allowed to go in. Please read Numbers 20, verses 8 through 12. Moses was forbidden to enter the land, even though he asked for a reconsideration in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and was told that he was not to ask again. Moses was advanced in age, according to Deuteronomy 34, in verse 7, 120 years, but his eyes had not grown dim, nor his vigor had been abated. He had come a long way since being found in a river by Pharaoh's daughter, yet his physical condition was excellent. How did he climb up that mountain? Moses died in that condition and in good spiritual condition, which is of much greater importance to all of us. He was a humble man, according to Numbers chapter 12 and verse number 3, and during his long journey he had turned to God on many occasions. Most of the time he had made good choices, according to Hebrews 11, 24 through 28. Yet God in his just character could not overlook Moses in his one time of weakness. It is always better to choose God over man, eternal over temporal, and spiritual over physical. What are you choosing today, my friend? Why do you make the choices that you make? Haunting question. Will you be in that number? Moses was a man of faith. Are you? Can you imagine Moses' attitude when he was allowed to see this great land and to know that God was going to fulfill his promise and to give God's people their reward and their inheritance, and yet he would not be allowed to lead them in, and he would not be allowed to take them into the land of promise. Yet, this is a consequence of sin, and God is no respecter of persons. On the great mountain of Nebo, God buried his wise and faithful servant, Moses. Yes, the mountain of death. If that was the end of the story with Moses, we might have a lot of questions concerning his spiritual condition and whether or not he corrected the mistake that he made in Numbers chapter 20. Well, we really don't have to worry about that and wonder because of the last mountain that we will look at this morning. And that is the mountain of transfiguration, the mountain of glory, in Matthew chapter 17. In Matthew 17, we begin reading in verse number 1. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. The events so moved Peter, he desired to build 3 tabernacles, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for the Christ. Moses was in good company. This event still moved Peter many years later, according to 2 Peter 1, verse 16 through 18. Could we say that Moses had finally made it to the real promised land? What did they sing in heaven in John's vision in the Revelation letter? In Revelation 15 and verse 3, we're told that they were singing the song of Moses, the new song. Moses had repented. God had granted him forgiveness, and he was in the place of glory in the Scriptures many centuries following his death. The Mount of Transfiguration, represented by the 3 ways that God communicates with man, through the fathers, as he did through his great prophet Elijah, through men like Moses, the fathers, and then through Christ, his only spokesperson today, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Yes, the mountain of transfiguration was a mountain of glory, a mountain of glory to tell the disciples that there was a change coming. No longer would men speak to God through the fathers, as he did to men like Moses. No longer would he speak through the prophets, as he did through men like Elijah. But now he would speak through his dear son. His son would be his spokesperson. He would be the only one to speak on behalf of God. And any authority and any communication from God would come through him, and through Christ it comes through his word, according to Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, it is God's power to save men. The book of Deuteronomy closes by mentioning the greatness of this man Moses in verses 10 through 12. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. For all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh, all of his servants, and all of his land, and for all the mighty power and for all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. Yes, Moses was a very great man. He was a friend to God and one that God spoke to face to face. Moses performed his God-appointed task while on the earth. Even in Moses' greatness, he points to one who will be come later that will be greater than he. That was even one of the prophecies of Moses in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 through 18. On one occasion, Moses offered his life for the people that he grew to love in Exodus 32 and 32. Yet, Christ died for all of us, according to John 10, verse 11 through 18. Moses, in all of his greatness and the many good decisions which he made during his life, was just a mortal man with human weakness. Yet, in the example of his life, Moses makes the decision that placed him on the Mount of Transfiguration. We too are frail and weak at times, but we can also make good decisions. You see, Moses was a man of three mountains. It was a long way from floating in that river where Pharaoh's daughter found him to Mount Sinai. But upon Mount Sinai, he became the great lawgiver. And on that mountain, he gave a law that would guide God's people for many, many years. And then, he came to the mountain of death at Mount Nebo, a lifetime journey coming to an end. Yes, he had made a mistake. He had transgressed God's law. Yet he repented, and he returned to God. And God blessed him by allowing him to see the promised land. Although he would never step foot in that land, and although he would never cross over, he was assured, and he knew that God had kept the promise that he had made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then we see the reward of Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Son of God, with Moses and Elijah, demonstrating the mountain of glory. He had finished his course, and yes, Moses had kept the faith. What can we learn from this great man Moses? We can learn that it's indeed important for us to make good decisions, to make good choices. And even under dire conditions, we must always choose to follow God and to do His will. And remember, God is no respecter of persons. As great a man as this man Moses was, when he sinned, there was a consequence. And that consequence was he never got to go into the promised land. Tune in again next week, and we pray that you'll come and worship with us today and study God's Word. Until then, may the Lord help you in the study of His Word.